I'd like now to welcome Rob DeWalt. He's with the Pasatiempo Friday Arts Magazine in the Santa Fe, New Mexico. He's with us just about every Friday speaking of the arts. Welcome.
Good morning.
Good morning. It's a sleepy Friday morning.
It is a sleepy Friday morning. It was really hard to get out of bed this morning.
Yeah. I found the same thing.
Yeah. But we both got here on time, so.
We did indeed.
Yeah.
So what's happening this weekend and beyond?
Well, all kinds of stuff, actually. There's plenty of art openings. I have too many calendars in front of me. Just a second. All right. Eggman and Walrus Art Emporium has a great show called Everything Must Go, which is it's not a closeout sale. It's not like every other store on the plaza.
Everything must go.
It's not like every other store on the plaza. This place is staying open, and in fact, they are expanding. They have a ground floor entrance on West Palace Avenue, 130 West Palace Avenue. And it's always been curious to me that they never had any signage on San Francisco Street, which enters the building in which they reside. But now they have they are expanding into another building. And so there is a grand opening expansion sort of reception tonight. So there's a noon to 6 p.m. Expansion celebration at 129 West San Francisco Street, and then from 5:30 to 9 p.m., there is a reception for the Everything Must Go Paintings by John Barker exhibit. And I'm not sure how long that is going. Oh, that's up through December 6th, so you have a while to catch that. But I'm glad that these guys are expanding. You know, it's rough out there for galleries, and especially one like Eggman and Walrus, which doesn't necessarily, you know, deal in the bluest chip art.
Right.
But does supports a lot of young emerging artists, which is great that they're that they're expanding. I hope they stick around. I'm going to try and go there.
Well, maybe in this new world that we're living in, it's not about blue chips anymore.
Maybe not. The markets will tell. What else is happening? Oh, well, there's I just heard the interview about Pippin.
Yeah,
when
Pippin.
When I was driving, I named my car Pippin when I first got it.
Oh.
Like 6 years ago. So
I named my Toyota Studs Tercel.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
And I'm still driving him today. He's 26 years old.
Oh, my goodness.
A special musical tribute to Karen Carpenter, starring Stephanie Duran, on Sunday, the 6th of November. It's at La Casa Cena Cantina at 125 East Palace Avenue, and for more information, 988-9232. Apparently, they did a Janis Joplin tribute, and it went fabulously and was totally sold out. So now this is a Karen Carpenter tribute.
So is it just Karen Carpenter, or is there more than one Carpenter?
Yeah, what was her brother's name?
John Carpenter? No, dude. That's the filmmaker. That's the guy that made The Thing. Never mind.
Yeah, anyway, yeah. No, I think it's a one-person show, but I mean, if she can do that silky voice, then that's something to see.
Yeah. No, I've never been to one of these sort of, I guess they're tribute shows.
Tribute shows, yeah.
I'm not sure if they dress up or if there are costume changes.
I'm guessing that there are at least some clothing accoutrements. That's
okay.
Just my guess.
Yeah. Well, I mean, naked carpenters would be cool too, but I don't think you can do that at La Casa Santa.
It's yesterday once more, namely the 70s.
Yeah. Right on, man.
Yeah.
What else is going on? Oh, there's a book sale today from 5 to 7 p.m. at the Wheelwright Museum of the American Indian Library over there on Museum Hill. There is an admission fee. There's a large admission fee today, and there is a much smaller admission fee on Saturday. And it's rare and scholarly native and Southwest books, or native-themed and Southwest-themed books. Actually, if you call 603-2736, you can find out more information about it. And here's something I'm really jazzed about. The, what is it? Oh, if I can find it. The New Mexico Vinyl Junkie Record Show. This is going to be cool. I wrote about it in my Soundwaves column today. It's a celebration of the vinyl LP and New Mexico's DJ culture. There's going to be like 12 vendors of actual records, LPs and 7-inches and all kinds of stuff, and there's going to be live music, and there's going to be DJs, and there's this sort of a buy, sell, and trade atmosphere. There's going to be food, and here's the awesome thing. I believe the Santa Fe Animal Shelter and Humane Society is going to be there.
Yay.
Trying to adopt away some beautiful animals.
Oh.
So that...
I just heard about a little dachshund who's up for adoption. Somebody moved in with another person who doesn't like animals. And this beautiful, sweet 12-year-old dachshund needs a home.
Oh, 12 years old?
Yeah. I adopted a 12-year-old dachshund and had 2 wonderful years with that dog. I love that dog.
Wow.
But anyway...
That's a long life.
It's a long life. But anyway, if anybody is interested, write to me at radiocafe@ksfr.org, because it's not through one of the shelters.
Yeah. The New Mexico Vinyl Junkie Record Show is from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. The Santa Fe Women's Club at 1616 Old Pecos Trail. There is a small entry fee, but if you're under 18, there's no charge. It's, you know, I mean, I know actually one of the guys that I work with is actually going to set up a table, and he's got some really killer hip-hop.
Do you listen to vinyl?
You know what? I used to, but when I moved back out to Pecos, I shed all of my vinyl and most of my CDs. But vinyl is becoming so popular now. There's a new record store in Santa Fe. There's Warner Brothers is releasing a bunch of stuff on vinyl this holiday season.
So the turntable industry must be resurrecting out of a deep dormancy.
Yes, yes. I mean, and the portability of turntables now is ridiculous. And they're going to be raffling a portable turntable off away at this event. It's 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. on Saturday at the Santa Fe Women's Club. If you are interested in setting up a booth, or if you just want more information, you can call 213-210-6770. And that's going to be a really cool event. You can read all about it in my Soundwaves column today. And so you've already spoken about the wonderful Pippin, which sounds like it's going to be a great production. I plan to.
I went to the rehearsal, and
yeah.
You know, they weren't in costume yet, so it was kind of people in their civilian clothes,
man,
doing the dances and
but
stuff.
But you got
on
to
stage.
See the choreography.
But yeah, the choreography is beautiful, and you know, like anything in when you're not. What happens is if you do a musical in a place like Santa Fe, New Mexico.
Yeah.
The people in the audience, at least me, compare it inadvertently to Broadway level.
Or, mm-hmm.
And it's never going to be that. It's
no.
impossible.
No.
And so for what it is, it's very good.
Yeah.
But so you have to put yourself in that mindset.
Yeah. And you should do so also for the Rocky Horror Show, which is Santa Fe High School Theater Department's adaptation of Richard O'Brien's horror comedy musical. And this is a midnight showing here on Tonight.
Good.
Over there at
audience participation?
Santa Fe High School. Huh?
Audience participation.
I am so sure. Bring toast.
and toasters.
But clean up after yourself. This is a school.
Yes.
You know, set an example.
Just like the Occupy people are cleaning up after themselves.
There's a second show actually on Saturday, November 5th. And I believe that is also... Is that a midnight show? No. The Saturday show is at 7:33 p.m. So if you're not if you don't like to stay up late, you can go to the 7:33 show on Saturday.
Hey, how about Tonight at the Lenzic?
Tonight at the Lenzic.
Becoming Unusual. Were you done with the...
Yeah.
Okay. Becoming Unusual, the Education of an Eclectic. Tonight at 7 o'clock at the Lenzic. It's a solo concert of song, dramatic monologues, lecture, and video from Rinde Eckert. I don't know if he pronounces it German. Rinde Eckert's Anthology of Theatrical Loners. It's part of the Lenzic Presents series. And I was watching him on YouTube, and he is a very dramatic, impassioned performer.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
Yes. Bill McKibben.
Bill McKibben.
Which I'm searching for. Oh, here it is.
Wednesday.
Yes. It is
Lenzic.
It is Wednesday at the Lenzic at 7 p.m. The author environmentalist discusses and signs copies of his book Earth, which is with two A's.
Earth.
Now, I haven't read it, so I'm not sure why there are two A's.
I have read it, and I'll tell you why there are two A's.
Okay.
In fact, we did an interview this week, yesterday.
Yeah.
There are two A's because he is making the point that the Earth that we were born onto and mm-hmm. grew up in is not the same Earth as the Earth we're living on now. It has changed so dramatically and is changing so rapidly that we must think of it as a new Earth.
Is it a new Earth that can stick around for a while?
Is
he hopeful?
I think it's dicey. I mean, there's a lot of reason for hope if you look at the people who are doing good things and knowing that there are some real solutions out there, but politically, I got my doubts. But he's a wonderful speaker. He's a wonderful writer. Everybody should read this book. If you read one book this year, read Earth. I'm serious.
Okay.
And I read a lot of books, but that's the one, because it's the most important thing you can you can focus on right now. But he's speaking, and it's a benefit for the Santa Fe Art Institute, which is a wonderful institution that is so community-oriented and works at such a wonderful level. Mm-hmm. So everybody who's listening, go.
Go. And that is... That let's see. That
it's Wednesday.
It is. It's Wednesday at 7 o'clock.
At 7 o'clock at the Wednesday.
98-1234.
Yes.
TicketSantaFe.org or TicketSantaFe.com. Let's see. What else is happening? There's a few openings also besides Eggman and Walrus tonight. There's Verve Gallery Photography, which is our cover story of Pasa Tiempo today. We have three really great photographers. We have Jeff Charbonneau and Eliza French, who sort of call themselves Charbonneau French, and they have been, I believe, photographing almost exclusively together since about 2006, I want to say. And also, if I can find her name, Jennifer B. Hudson. Now, Jennifer B. Hudson works only in digital right now, and Charbonneau and French use only film right now, but they both share part of a process, which is that they set up these huge, almost like still life / portraits. Like, it's half photography, half installation when they're doing the shoot. And they both have interesting approaches, narrative approaches to their photography. And that the show is called Alternate Realities, which sort of speaks to the narrative aspect of the show. And that is at Verve Gallery Photography. There is an opening tonight from 5 to 7 p.m. And that's up through December. And there's a story on page 40 in Pasa Tiempo today. And it's a beautiful cover. Very ethereal.
It is a beautiful cover. Somebody playing a very odd harp.
Yes. Very odd. There's a lot of odd stuff in both of these shows in terms of... it's there's a lot of fantasy. There's a lot of... we did a story last week on steampunk. And there's this Jennifer Hudson's work. There's this sort of strange... medical / steampunk aspect to their work. Actually, she and her husband built a set at the Santa Fe Art Institute, and they shot one of her series of photographs that's in this show there, and it's pretty cool stuff. So
cool.
Check that out. Anyway, I could go on and on about that, but there's other stuff going on. There's Lou Allen Galleries at the Rail Yard, Tides of Memory, new paintings by Michael Collins, and Temple of Eternal Memories, photographs by Barry Brukoff, and there's a reception tonight from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. And yes, there are plenty of other openings throughout the weekend. There's one in El Dorado that you should go to too. Destiny Allison Fine Art at La Tienda in El Dorado is having a show called Paper Stone Wood.
Excellent.
And that's a sculpture by Jacqueline Malegni, I believe is how you pronounce it. There's a reception from 4 to 7 p.m. If I butcher your name, please email me and give me a phonetic spelling so that it never happens again.
Yes.
Because I don't mean to. I never mean to, really. I promise. Oh, there's also a tribute to John Coltrane this weekend.
Ah, yeah.
Yeah. We Four, tribute to John Coltrane. Friends of Santa Fe Jazz present Jimmy Cobb on drums, Eric Reed on piano. Von Jackson on tenor saxophone and Nat Reeves on bass. That's 7:30 p.m. at Vanessa over there on West San Francisco Street. And let's see. This is a benefit for the Juvenile Diabetes Research Foundation of New Mexico,
nice.
Which is pretty cool. Tickets are available at the Lenzic, 988-1234.
And speaking of the Lenzic, Donald Jackson, Illuminating the Word, on Monday. He is the calligrapher who did the St. John's Bible in its entirety.
Yes.
The entire Bible from beginning to end with a quill. I imagine more than one quill. And the quills are made from the feathers of swans. I mean, it's unbelievable. This guy's an incredible artist. And he illuminated it, which means illustrated it, and the illustrations have gold leaf in them. Mm-hmm. And all that stuff is at the New Mexico History Museum, that whole exhibit. But he's talking at 6 o'clock on Monday night at the Lenzic, and showing examples of the process of his calligraphy and illumination and all that stuff.
Oh, he's going to do demos.
Yeah, and I imagine there will be very big pictures of it and film and so on.
Yeah.
And then Tuesday at 7:30, violinist Gil Shaham, who's an amazing violinist. Wednesday, Bill McKibben. So lots of stuff going on at the Lenzic.
Yes, definitely. Lots of stuff going on at Soul Santa Fe Stage and Grill out there in the former location of the Santa Fe Brewing Company Pub and Grill. Let's see, we have on Monday, November 7th at 7 p.m., we have Upstate New York Indie Rockers Rah Rah Riot, and they are performing with Yellow Ostrich and Delicate Steve. And let's see, tickets are available through soulsantafelive.com. That's going to be a great show. But another great show that's happening on Thursday, the 10th at 7:30 p.m. out there at Soul Stage, Santa Fe Soul Stage and Grill, is Tyler Bryant and the Shakedown, which is this great sort of blues rock band. And unlike many others that I've heard lately, who, you know, all tend to sound the same, this guy is sort of a guitar prodigy. He won the Robert Johnson Blues Foundation's New Generation Award at the age of 15. He's 20 years old, and he's one of the most amazing sort of rhythmic guitarists that I've ever heard.
Really?
And he's got an incredible voice. You can go on YouTube and find some.
Wow, you've sold me.
Yeah. You can, you know, I mean, I don't play the guitar, you know, I don't come from blues country, but you know, I love the genre, and I love what this guy does to it. He spins it in blues rock in a way that few can.
Excellent.
If you dig like ZZ Top and Steve Vai, if you saw the documentary film called Rock Prophecies, they actually featured Tyler Bryant in the documentary. So go see this show, man. Let's see. It's at 13 and over. If you're under 13 years old, you can't go.
Oh, dear.
It's PG-13.
No 12 and a half?
No, it's PG-14.
Right. And today at 6 o'clock at Collected Works Bookstore, Carol Sherpa and her book, I Taste Fire, Earth, and Rain, Elements of a Life with Carol Sherpa. She tells the story of her passions for Nepal, its people, culture, and the life of the Sherpa. And then on Tuesday at 6 o'clock at Collected Works Bookstore, three Yale alumni authors, Monique Truong, Virginia Scharf, and Dora Wang. Truong will read from her second novel, Bitter in the Mouth. Scharf will introduce her most recent book, The Women Jefferson Loved. And Wang will share from her book, The Kitchen Shrink, A Psychiatrist's Reflections on Healing in a Changing World. And the third one I have read, and it is a wonderful book. Mm-hmm. And it's a book about the, among other things, the way managed care has hurt medicine. She works in mental health and how the mental health systems have fallen apart because of the payment structure. Mm-hmm. But it's a beautiful literary novel. I mean, literary memoir. And then on Thursday at Collected Works Bookstore, November 10th at 6 o'clock, Karen Chase and her latest book, Jamali Kamali, A Tale of Passion in Mughal, India. And it's about the relationship between a 16th century Sufi poet, Jamali, and his lover, Kamali.
Jamali and Kamali?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's a cute couple.
Two nice guys.
Yeah. Let's see. Ooh, I can't overlook the Santa Fe Harvest Festival.
Oh, good. I was just going to talk about that. You talk about it.
No, you talk about it.
No, you.
Okay, yeah. Well, I don't want to talk too much about it because I'm a judge, and it's, you know, weird. But I will tell you that these are the same folks that brought us the New Mexico Restaurant Week. And I believe the original plan was to have a second restaurant week in November, but these guys, they either go big or they go home. And the Harvest Festival, I believe there's like 15 to 20 chefs that are competing, and there's some big guns, and then there's some lesser-known folks that are going to be competing for bragging rights and cash and other things. And there are too many events here to list them all.
Well, I'm going to list one.
Okay.
Santa Fe Harvest Festival, Saturday, November 5th at 11 o'clock. Santa Fe Plaza Restaurant Relay. Teams of four servers from over 20 restaurants race around the plaza carrying trays of drinks.
Yes.
I'm just checking that's true.
Yes.
1-4, Buffalo Thunder's Painted Parrot Restaurant, first elimination round of the Chef Showdown.
Yes, I will be judging that.
Okay.
And I'm warning the chefs that I helped pick some of the secret ingredients, and they're in for...
And then Sunday at 2 o'clock, Buffalo Thunder Resort Club Warehouse, elimination round of Bar Wars. 20 local bartenders competing in a margarita mix-off.
Now, that's the one I want to judge, but it doesn't make
And it goes on from there. But go to SantaFeHarvestFestival.com and find out more.
Yeah.
Also go to CookingWithKids.net.
Yes. This whole sort of event is a fundraiser for Cooking with Kids, which is one of my favorite organizations in Santa Fe.
They are.
I wrote about them last year a lot, and the kids actually sent me a beautiful thank you letter, brought tears to my eyes.
Yeah.
And so this is a fundraiser for Cooking with Kids, which sort of introduces children to healthy and wholesome foods through hands-on cooking experiences in the classroom. It's basically K through 6.
So that in the future they won't point to an onion and say, what's that?
Right. And the cool thing is that you can find sort of lessons and you can find great recipes on the Cooking with Kids website. It's a great organization to support. They are modeled in other places around the country for what they do in the classroom.
Here's another event, Great Outdoor Films, Real Rock Film Tour, on Thursday and Friday, November 10th and 11th. So that's next week, but we're announcing it today because the Thursday is before our next arts calendar. Yeah. So it's at 6 o'clock at the REI Santa Fe Community Room. And they are doing mind-blowing, palm-sweating, pump-fest of climbing flicks.
Oh, my goodness.
Mind-blowing, palm-sweating, pump-fest of climbing fix. The wildest climbing stories from around the globe, the legendary race for the nose speed record, a 9-year-old bouldering prodigy, Tommy Caldwell's efforts on the hardest big wall free climb, a crazed highlining champion, the most insane ice climbing action ever, and more. And more.
And more.
And more.
And more.
And then there's more, but we'll read that next week.
We'll read that next week. I believe there's also going to be the sort of like traditional ski flick next week, but I'm not sure where it is. But I'll find out, and I will tell everybody next week.
And you can go to climbsantafe.com, and you can find stuff on there. You can also go to Real Rock Tour, R-E-E-L.
R-E-E-L. What else is happening in the movies? You know, maybe we should get them in because we tend to like...
We forget unless it's the Santa Fe Film Festival and Independent Film Festival.
Yeah, but we tend to ramble on and then we forget to talk about some of the great films that are locally owned and operated theaters.
Yes.
We have Women in the Dirt, Landscape Architects Shaping Our World, which is seven luminaries of landscape architecture are profiled in this. There is a small capsule review by Pasatiempo contributor Jennifer Levin. And she gives it 2.5 chilies. And then also opening is Anonymous, which is basically a film about Shakespeare. Roland Emmerich, who did sort of Godzilla and Independence Day, presents his version of this theory that Shakespeare was not the author of plays. And Jonathan Richards didn't seem to like it very much. But there's a very... probing and entertaining review by Jonathan in today's Pasatiempo. There's all kinds of other stuff going on. We have the Met Live in HD.
Yeah, that's right. I forgot to mention that. I didn't mention it because it's those things are so often sold out.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, one more thing. At Site Santa Fe, Tuesday, November 8th, Presumptions and Portrayals, The Education of Charlene Teeters. That's at 6 o'clock, co-sponsored by David Richard Contemporary. And let's see. Site members... for tickets, call 988-1234 or visit ticketsantafe.org.
Indeed. Performance at the screen, a series of high-def screenings with performances. Esmeralda, danced by members of Russia's Bolshoi Ballet at 12:30 p.m. on Wednesday, November 9th.
Oh, my goodness.
That's going to be awesome.
Where's that?
That is at the screen. And it's at 12:30 p.m. on Wednesday, November 9th at the screen.
12:30 in the afternoon?
Yes.
We have to go there in the afternoon.
Yes.
You got to go.
Yeah. Revenge of the Electric Car is also screening at CCA Cinematheque. And I love...
They're coming to get you.
I love this capsule review. The last we heard from the Electric Car in director Chris Payne's 2006 documentary, Who Killed the Electric Car? It had died. Now it's back, and it's out for revenge.
Exactly.
Dun, 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 dun. Yes.
And Kivira Coalition's annual conference, the New Agrarian Career Connection, is this coming week. It's at the Embassy Suites in Albuquerque. It's open to the public. And Wednesday, what days is it? Starts on Wednesday. You can go to Kivira Coalition for more information. And they're doing absolutely the cutting edge work about farming and ranching in a healthy world.
Yes.
Or trying to help it make a healthy world.
Yeah.
Anyway, open to the public. There's a public event on Wednesday, November 9th in Albuquerque, and much, much more.
There's more theater. This is like to support the Teen Arts Center here, Warehouse 21, great organization. Complete History of America, Abridged. The New Mexico School for the Arts presents a play written by students Adam Long, Reed Martin, and Austin Tishner.
Yeah.
At 7 p.m. Tonight at Warehouse 21. This is the final weekend. There's more than one performance.
Yeah, we talked about it with Not last week.
Yeah. But if you call 310-4194, you can find out more information. And if you go to warehouse21.org, you can find out the other shows this weekend, final weekend.
Excellent.
Of the Complete History of America, Abridged.
Wondrous.
Wondrous. Marvelous. What else is happening?
I have an announcement from Camp Love Wave. This Saturday at 11 o'clock right here on KSFR, Camp Love Wave pays tribute to the life and music of the Beatle George Harrison, featuring clips from the HBO documentary George Harrison, Living in the Material World, directed by Martin Scorsese.
Really?
Yeah.
Have you seen it?
I haven't seen it. I didn't even know about it, but I want to see it now.
Yes.
I will rent it if it is rentable.
If it is rentable. One more great show. Blues band Black Joe Lewis and the Honey Bears are performing at 7:30 p.m. on Tuesday the 8th at Santa Fe Soul, out there on off Highway 14. And tickets are available at ticketsantafe.org, 988-1234. Lots of blues in town over the next few days, which is good. It's the season for it, you know?
Yeah.
Seasonal affective disorder blues.
You getting that already?
Yeah. Yeah.
I went to OHO last weekend, and it was still warm out, and we bathed in pools in the sun. It was the most relaxing day of my whole entire life.
Nice. Did you drink from the arsenic?
You know, I didn't.
No?
No.
I did.
I wanted to live a few more hours.
Oh, it's fine.
Really?
Yeah. It just tastes like water. Because it is.
Because it is. Yeah, I don't know.
That's a great place to go to get rid of the seasonal affective disorder.
Yeah,
because
you're out in the sun all day, even on days where there's not that much sun. You get the full extent of it.
Yeah.
You even get a little bit. I got a little bit of a tan.
You got a tan?
Yeah. But it went away. But I tan. I'm half Italian.
So it was a temporary tan.
Hey, have you heard about the Latin Diva series? I think it's mostly in Albuquerque.
Yes, I believe there's a performance at Outpost this week.
Yeah, Lucia Pulido on Saturday, and then on Sunday, Maria Muldaur and Jamie Stone. And let me see, and there's many more, but let me see where those two are. They don't make it easy for you. Let's see. Lucia Pulido at the National Hispanic Cultural Center, and Maria Muldaur, I don't know where.
Yeah. Here's something I think my dad would enjoy. My dad is in town. I haven't seen him in a while. We went out to dinner last night. It was great. But it's part of the Tony Hillerman Writers Conference, which is happening.
Is that here already?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. Okay, so on Thursday, the Hotel Santa Fe hosts a three-day, starting Thursday, Tony Hillerman Writers Conference. There's a free public event on Thursday. Bruce Held, who's the author and director of who was an author and director of intelligence and counterintelligence at the Department of Energy in Washington, D.C., discusses and signs copies of his book, A Spy's Guide to Santa Fe and Albuquerque.
Nice.
Which I should read. Which I reviewed.
You've read it. Is it good?
Yeah, it's very good. It's, you know, there's a few errors in it, but for the most part, it's a very good book. But if you go to 7 p.m., if you go to the Hotel Santa Fe on Thursday at 7 p.m., you can catch Mr. Held. There's a story on page 16 about the whole Hillerman Conference. You can find out more information in Pasa Tiempo. And don't forget, Pasa Tiempo has a Facebook page now.
Yay, so and you're updating it.
Go to Facebook and like it.
Yes.
Yeah.
You've been listening to the Santa Fe Radio Cafe. Rob DeWalt is with us just about every Friday. Speaking of the arts, he's with the Pasa Tiempo Friday Arts Magazine, the Santa Fe New Mexican. We are streaming on the web at ksfr.org, which means you can hear us in every part of the known universe that has internet connection. And we are podcasting at santafe.radiocafe.org, which means you can hear the show anytime you want. Thanks to Dotfoil Computer Services, it means you go to santafe.radiocafe.org and you can hit listen and you can go to past shows and all that kind of good stuff. Stay tuned for the BBC, followed by local news by KSFR's award-winning news team. Thanks to the wonderful Marilyn LeBlanc, who is quietly behind the scenes making gazillions of things happen every day. And we will see you next week.
Mm-hmm.
Have a great week.
Enjoy.
Hasta la vista.
Bye.